Well, you've seen the fake feminists in the United States. Real feminists are in Iran protesting right now. Here's Paul Joseph Watson with that report.
Courageous women across Iran are opposing an oppressive Islamic theocracy by removing their hijabs in public. And where's the pussyhat crowd? Where are the Western feminists?
Oh, that's right. They just spent the last year fetishizing and normalizing the hijab. They spent the last year applauding global corporations for adorning athletes and Barbie dolls with it. They embraced the hijab to such a degree, they literally made it the symbol of their resistance movement. How can you claim to represent women's rights when you're genuflecting to a symbol of oppression for women across an entire continent? The first thing women in Syria do when they're liberated from ISIS control is to remove their hijabs with glee. The very first Arab feminist groups 100 years ago discarded their hijabs in protest. Now Iranian women in 2018 are doing the same thing, being beaten for it in the streets. And how does the left respond? With complete silence or even tacit support for the Islamic regime. How many times has the official Pussy Hat Women's March even tweeted about Iran? Oh look, it's zero. Another case in point, the relentless cancer that is BuzzFeed.
People are using an old image of a woman without a headscarf to illustrate the Iran protests.
Old? Really? So how old is it, BuzzFeed? 6 months? 2 years? 5 years? Oh, it's literally from last week, as you admit in your own article. It's from December 27th, just a week before you published the article. So you accuse me of misleading people when you're the ones misleading people by claiming an image is old when it isn't even old. You're the ones literally spreading fake news to side with an oppressive Islamic theocracy against women's rights. Oh no, people are using a four-day-old image of a woman spurning the forced modesty culture of a misogynistic death cult that we peddle to our virtue-signaling white guilt-ridden readership as empowering, and it's totally up our victim narrative. BuzzFeed claims that images of women removing their hijabs to protest against government laws which force them to wear hijabs have nothing to do with the anti-government protests. In fact, it's got so little to do with the anti-government protests that it literally became an iconic symbol of the anti-government protests. Who wrote this BuzzFeed piece? Rose Troop Buchanan? Yeah, let's check that white privilege, Rose, and listen to what actual Iranians have to say about this. I'm from Iran, and every day, many women are arrested because they didn't cover their hair properly. If a woman doesn't wear a scarf at all, she will be lashed. The people of Iran have made this image a symbol of their resistance, but to many leftists, everything is about American politics and their opposition to the right. The world is bigger than the US, BuzzFeed, you have taken the side of the theocrats against the oppressed. Yeah, a little more listening to people who are actually from the country, BuzzFeed, and a little less white-splaining, please. A little less throwing actual feminists under the bus with your fake news. And didn't you just know Miss Sharia Law is Reasonable Linda Sarsour would have to insert herself into this? Why does the right wing suddenly care about women in the Middle East? They didn't care about the Rohingya Muslims. Yeah, except they did. And Sarsour herself only tweeted about it when it became a global news story. Hey, Linda, I was calling for women to liberate themselves of their burqas 4 years ago. And what were you doing? Joking about how FGM victims like Ayan Hirsi Ali should have their vaginas removed. And you've got the nerve to call yourself a women's rights advocate.
She's a fake feminist. Ms. Sarsour is not interested in universal human rights. She's a defender of Sharia law.
Noticeable that male far-right bloggers, commentators in the US and Europe are going viral by deciding who is and who isn't a true feminist in relation to the West's response to Iran's protests.
Yeah, noticeable how many far-left bloggers, commentators in the US and Europe are fetishizing the hijab, a symbol of patriarchal oppression, while actual victims of patriarchal oppression in Iran liberate themselves of it. Hey, lefties, feminism isn't about virtue signaling on Twitter about how much you respect women while you sexually abuse them behind the scenes. It's about literally risking incarceration and torture to stand up for actual women's rights. Drink it in, because this is what a real feminist looks like. This is what a real feminist movement looks like. It's not about your corporate feminist hijabi-friendly Islamophilia. It's about risking
it. All right, Linda Sarsour Cockroach and the woman March silent on the women marching in Iran. Is anyone surprised? No, they're fake feminists.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is the War Room.
It is Friday, January 5th, 2018. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. My co-host, Roger Stone, joins me in the second hour. Roger was a busy man yesterday, did the Alex Jones show twice, did the Laura Ingraham show, and then Tucker Carlson tonight. So we'll be catching up with Roger and everything that was his day yesterday. Steve Pachinik joins me at 3:30 Central here. And then Fleckus Talks, Austin Fletcher in the third hour. We've got a minor spat of news today. Nothing too overwhelming. So I think we'll probably have time for your phone calls at some point today. I do have a series of videos. I think I'll save these for the next segment. I've got a series of videos that is what you would expect from the hate Trump media. They're saying Trump is mentally unfit. Al Franken, he doesn't think Trump is mentally fit. You've got a former Watergate prosecutor saying that they can make the case that President Trump obstructed justice. Of course, you've got now people blasting the book that came out, Fire and Fury, as being fake. Jeff Sessions is excoriated on the Hill for his obsession with marijuana. And we've got a couple little ditties as well as Obama versus Obama. Wait, what? Obama versus Obama? Yeah, Obama, strangely enough, wasn't a big supporter of Hillary Clinton when he was first running for president and then magically became such a staunch supporter. So we're going to play Obama versus Obama at some point too, just to show you how either totally fake Obama is. You can only figure this one or two ways. Either Obama is totally fake, or he figured out there's no point in going up against Hillary Clinton again as far as, you know, calling her out on anything because, well, let's just say the sea level rises a little bit every time something like that happens. The sea level goes up. It's not from global warming. So we'll have that in the next segment. But you know what? Why not start off the show with this stack of news, again highlighting how President Trump is reviving the economy, following through on his promise to bring jobs back, and it just goes beyond jobs because you now have food stamp recipients down 2 million under Trump. All right, so I always am hard on the crew with this stuff, but see if you guys can find the graph again of food stamp usage under Obama. I mean, this is like the Bitcoin graph. Like, just a month ago, Bitcoin has this huge boom, peaks at about just under 20,000, and the graph is like, it's just like straight up. That's what the food stamps were like under Obama. Record food stamp usage under Obama. Well, yeah, thank you guys. Great work there. Yeah, there's the graph. As soon as Obama gets elected, look at food stamp usage from less than 10% of the population to over 14% of the population under Obama. And that's not even his full 8 years. So that one stops at 2012. So it's probably even higher than that when he got out of office. But regardless, Think about it. This is, you don't have to be a mathematician. You don't have to be an astronaut. You don't have to be a genius to figure this stuff out. It's actually common sense, which is unfortunately not so common. Why would food stamp usage reach record highs under Obama? Why would food stamp usage go up so much under Obama? Well, why was there never a quarter of 3% GDP growth under Obama? Why did the unemployment rate continue to go up under Obama? There it is. Everything goes up under Obama. The debt, the student loans, the food stamps, the income inequality, the health care costs, labor force participation, food stamps. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Oh, but income, family income, goes down. See, it all ties together. And again, you don't have to be an economic expert. Trust me, I am in no way, shape, or form an economic expert. If I was, I'd be so rich right now, it's ridiculous. I'd be playing the stock markets and be making out like a bandit. But it all ties together. Obama, whether you want to say intentionally or not, is up to you. Obama destroyed the economy. Just look at the numbers. Incomes down, job numbers down, unemployment up, welfare up, food stamps up. So that all happens under Obama. There is another one. Individuals added to the food stamp rolls. Obama beats every other president. Not even close. But here's the point. It all ties together. Obama, more regulations, higher taxes, less ingenuity, less small business, less growth. It all ties together. So then what happens? Income goes down. Unemployment goes up. People can't get a job. People aren't making enough money. So then they go on welfare. Then they go on food stamps. And this is that cycle that Obama created. Now Trump gets in and look at these headlines because they all tie together. This is all one story in the same thread because President Trump is helping the economy and Barack Obama tried to destroy the economy. So you got food stamp recipients down 2 million under Trump. That's because people don't need the food stamps anymore. They're getting a job. Look at this. Speaking of jobs, you've got six-figure jobs going unfulfilled right now. Six-figure construction jobs going unfulfilled. This is incredible to me. I actually get on my door almost every week some pamphlet where a new business has opened up in Austin and they're saying we're hiring. And yet somehow all of these homeless people hang out on the side of the road even though you can't even fill up all the job openings that you have in Austin because they're not real homeless people. They just don't want to work. So there you go. You've got six-figure construction jobs going unfulfilled. That I don't think will last long. Somebody's going to want that job. Black unemployment rate falls to record low. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports 6.8% unemployment rate for black workers in December, the lowest in 45 years since the data has been tracked. Overall number 4.1%. So the racist Trump that was going to destroy the black communities, which is actually impossible to do because the Democrats already did that, actually. No, Trump is not what they said they are. And this isn't even about race. This is just about fighting back against the racist liberal narrative that Trump is a racist or that he'll destroy black inner cities, which the Democrats already did. 190,000 manufacturing jobs added in 2017. 196,000 manufacturing jobs added in 2016. I wonder when the last time you saw a number like that in manufacturing jobs was. I doubt very recently. In fact, I'd be shocked if manufacturing jobs were even on an incline in this country until Trump. I wouldn't be shocked if the manufacturing jobs were actually declining until last year, until President Trump. And now you've got Apple talking about making products in America again, Samsung, Ford, all these motor companies, everyone bringing manufacturing back to the United States. The corporate tax cut is responsible for that. So again, Obama doesn't understand that magic wand called a corporate tax cut. But look at this. Federal government cut 16,000 jobs in 2017. So even though we're cutting the fat out of the federal government, cutting 16,000 jobs from the federal government, that's good. I applaud that. The economy is still going up because of the private sector. Jobs are still being created in the private sector. And of course, the stock market just continues to hit records day in and day out. Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ hit records after modest opening gains. So now today, they're all hitting records again. Where did Trump get that magic wand that made the economy great again? Oh, it was just not wanting to kill the economy like Obama. Okay, got it.
Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the t-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan t-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So in the last segment, I was breaking down all of the positive economic news. And I think that Trump's enemies in the deep state and the Democrats are aware of the fact that most people, when they go to the voting booth, vote with their wallet. And so all of this positive economic news that is slowly but surely making its way into each one's household, making its way into each one's bank account, making its way into each one's paycheck, health insurance, whatever it is. They're seeing the economic impact of the Trump administration and President Trump, and they know what's responsible for it. Because the media can't stop talking about Trump. You know, a cow farts in Maine, it's Trump's fault. So, of course, the economy booming has to be Trump, right? I mean, you can only figure. I mean, anything else happens is Trump. So surely this booming economy is obviously Trump. And of course it is. The diametric differences between a President Trump and a President Obama are obvious to most. So they can, you know, reason for themselves. Let's see. Barack Obama, a liberal community organizer with no business experience, destroyed the economy. A very successful billionaire businessman who has all kinds of experience in the private sector makes the economy great again. I think most people can actually wrap their head around that. So this freaks the deep state and the Democrats out, knowing that this is Trump entrenching himself for 2020. But regardless, they're still going to come out and attack Trump relentlessly. And even though the entire Russian thing has failed, they're still kind of waving it around, you know, loosely, trying to use it like a nightstick whenever they can to try to beat Trump down. But it's totally failing. However, a former Watergate prosecutor, Jill Wine Banks, goes on MSNBC and she claims that she can make the case that President Trump obstructed justice.
When I was asked in May about whether I could make an obstruction case, I said I thought I could. I know I can. There is so much evidence now, and as was said, it's not one piece. It's the total picture. The pieces of the puzzle are fitting together, and they
hold on, pause right here, pause right here. This is the funniest thing. First of all, here's one problem I have with people like this. You know, maybe if you didn't spend 4 hours putting on 10 layers of makeup on your face, you look like a damn clown, okay? So how could you have any time to research? You're probably so high off of hairspray fumes and whatever chemicals that they put in that makeup that you caked onto your face. How can you actually have any clue what's going on? But here she's saying, we're putting the puzzle pieces together. We're getting the evidence. Now, we'll finish the clip. I would be shocked if she actually says anything to back those statements up, except maybe the name Papadopoulos might pop up. Maybe. Otherwise, I don't know what else she's going to say. But meanwhile, in the real world, we actually are putting the puzzle pieces together about who made the fake Trump dossier, why it was created, and then what they did afterwards to spy on President Trump, and then to use that for some fake Russian collusion narrative. So we are the ones that put the puzzle pieces together here at InfoWars, Judicial Watch. I mean, the list goes on. People reporting on this at Fox News. I mean, so conservatives and Trump supporters are actually putting the puzzle pieces together about how Hillary Clinton was the one behind the fake Trump dossier. Hillary Clinton was the one behind the fake allegations against President Trump, because Hillary Clinton was trying to cheat her way to the office so that she could cover up her crimes that we've also been piecing together and have now discovered. But then this bimbo, caked on with so much makeup, she gains 30 pounds before she goes on studio, says that she can still make the case for Trump obstructing justice, even though it was the Clintons, Wasserman Schultz, the DNC, Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner, and Cheryl Mills that all lied about classified emails, all had private servers illegally, and were funneling those classified emails in between them, and magically none of them knew somehow when they were interviewed by Peter Strzok, who then worked with James Comey to change the terminology of the investigation so Hillary couldn't be indicted. Sorry, I'm just putting the puzzle pieces together. Let's give former Watergate prosecutor Jill Banks the chance to.
Obstruction. You don't need an underlying crime for the crime of obstruction. If you impede...
Pause it right there! Oh my gosh! Hold on, rewind that. Rewind that. Did you hear what she just said? I'm not even sure how you analyze what she just said. That is so unheard of. Hold on. Oh my God. This is why the entire Manafort suit is ongoing. This is why Paul Manafort just sued the DOJ, because of what she just said. Hold on. Play it again.
You don't need an underlying crime for the crime of obstruction. If you impede...
Pause it right there. See, that's what you have. Bingo. She knows, she just exposed the whole thing. She knows that there is no crime. There is no Russian collusion. That's what she's saying. She's saying, even though there is no crime here, even though there is no Russian collusion, if we do this witch hunt search for the crime that doesn't exist and then discover some other crime, well, we've got you there. And that's what they did to Manafort. But she's actually even taking it one further. She's not even going down that logic that I guess actually has some semblance of reality. She's going one step further. She's going to complete Looney Tunes land. She's saying, I'm serious. Rewind this again. This is so unheard of. She's telling you, and then we'll finish this clip. She's about to say, she's saying that we can make up a crime, so there can be a crime, no crime. We will make up a crime, totally fabricate the crime, and then if you somehow try to obstruct justice from the crime that we made up that doesn't exist, you're guilty. That's what she's saying. Roll the clip.
Obstruction. You don't need an underlying crime for the crime of obstruction. If you impede an investigation, whether you were part of the original
crime, fake investigation,
you have committed a separate crime.
If you impede a fake investigation, this is ridiculous.
Nixon, he had nothing to do, as far as any evidence we know of, even to this day.
Okay, get rid of this. Get rid of this. Okay, so I want to try to get to these clips. Seriously, I can't even believe this. We're going to make up a crime that doesn't exist, and then if you do something we deem as obstructing justice in the fake crime that we made up that doesn't exist, then you're guilty. That's what this woman just said on MSNBC. You know, I don't have time to get to these other clips because, you know, we've got Al Franken here saying that Trump is unfit, some psychiatrist goes on CNN and says, questioning Trump's mental fitness, which we were debating whether that was even legal or not. Maybe I'll talk to Steve Pachinik because he's about to come up. But folks, did you just hear this clip? Former Watergate prosecutor Jill Banks on MSNBC says, even if there is no crime, even if it's a made up crime that doesn't exist, if we create a crime that doesn't exist, and you don't cooperate, you're obstructing justice. I'm trying to think of an analogy here. I can't even do it. The crew said that's like getting arrested for resisting arrest. But it's beyond that. It's like me walking up to you and saying, hey, we're going to get into a boxing match. And then you say no. And then I just start beating you relentlessly and said you agreed to it. This is unheard of. Steve Pachinik on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Every day we like to do a poll on our Twitter account, War Room Show on Twitter. Today's poll, how accurate are the quotes in Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury? And we are just now aggregating votes. We got 1,000 votes in. 70% say not at all. So you can vote on that at War Room Show. Now, this is a book that is being touted as tabloid trash. But at InfoWarsStore.com, we have books that are actually very accurate and provide great intel on things like Trump's presidency, or you can go back. I mean, we got a full-on stock of books at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, the latest book is actually a children's book that is fully triggering the liberals right now, Thump and the First 100 Days. And we actually thank David Brock over there at Media Matters for giving us a plug and plugging our children's book. Thank you guys so much. So not just do we have huge New Year's specials going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've been telling you about this all week. It's like half the store is half off. And then on top of that, you got free shipping on the whole store. So this is just part of our InfoWars extended New Year's specials. Look at that. There's even a sale on the limited edition Thump book, First 100 Days. We've got a special on that right now. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. That's how we expand and get the great guest, like my guest, Steve Pachinik, that I bring on right now. Steve, there's all kinds of news that we can get into, but I want to ask you kind of a legal psychiatry type of question here.
No problem.
You've got psychiatrists that are going on CNN and MSNBC saying that, yes, it looks like Trump is unfit. He's mentally unfit. He can't do it. How are they legally getting away with that? Because you cannot legally diagnose someone without actually doing an examination. So how do they get away with this?
They can't. Basically, what I'd like to say is the following. I'm a board examiner. I was a board examiner for 10 years. Brenda Lee, who started this and said that Trump is not qualified, was trained at Yale Divinity School, then at Harvard and MGH. She's not board certified, as far as I know. That means I'm a board examiner. She came out of NIMH. I was offered the directorship of NIMH. So I would like to go into court, if somebody is willing to fund me, the Alex Jones Show, or anybody else, and I would like to sue every one of the psychiatrists for malpractice, incompetency, and the fact that they violated what we call the Goldwater Rule, which is the American psychiatric rule saying that you cannot make any diagnosis of a person who you have not seen. From my perspective, I am the only psychiatrist who is trained both in psychiatry at Harvard, in political science or presidential politics at MIT, and served five different presidents, where I can literally tell you what their dynamic is, what their problem is, and the dynamics and problems of every president who I did not serve with because I taught at the War College. None of these psychiatrists are qualified, absolutely none of them, unless they work for the CIA or DIA. But none of them at this point are qualified. They should be sued. The book should be stopped because, number one, he has no idea what he's talking about. Number two, the gentleman is totally effete. Number three, he clearly is a manipulative, self-aggrandizing individual. Number four, since I'm in the novel writing business and people know my books, the Clancy franchise and others, I can say you can basically not buy the book and you can do a strike against the book. You don't have to throw it out. Just nobody buys it. You go online, nobody buys it. Whoever anonymous is, they can mess up the system and he doesn't get anything out of it. The reality is that this president of the United States is not sick. Quote, he is not crazy, emphatically. Not mentally ill, with absolute clear determination from a board examiner. What he has is a personality which likes to play games, likes to manipulate, likes to have what he has. He likes to be what he wants to be. He can be grandiose. He can be self-aggrandizing. But the bottom line is he is not mentally ill. When you build building after building, when you've worked in New York and you've built a fortune, billions of dollars, I would like to see one psychiatrist, just one, come up and tell me how many millions they have made on a business that they were never in and could create that business. There's not one psychiatrist I know. By the way, for 10 years, I board examined people exactly like those psychiatrists. And guess how many I flunked on a simple question of, tell me what you see about the patient, just what they're doing right now. I flunked over 60% of all of them on a simple question. That means in my business, you cannot be board certified. Brenda Lee is not board certified. If she were board certified, I would have decommissioned her. She would have had a malpractice suit. By the way, this is the second time Yale Medical School has come forth with false psychiatric information. Owen, would you remember the first time? It's pushing you, but you weren't on the show yet. Would you remember anything about Yale Medical School? Does anybody remember that?
I'd be guessing it would probably be something on another conservative candidate for president, like a John McCain or something.
No, it's a good guess. It was Sandy Hook. When Yale Medical School came forth and they offered a psychiatrist who trained at Mass Mental Health, non-existent story about a guy who never existed, Adam Lanza. Plus, there was a psychiatric nurse who came from New Hampshire and did the same thing. So Yale Medical School has been in the business of falsifying information, making up stories, and at the same time being inappropriately medically professional. They're ineffective. And if I were head of HHS, the Human Services, I would stop funding Yale. If I were NIH, I would stop funding Yale, NIMH, and I would throw out the chairman of the department, the dean of the medical school, and I would throw out Brenda Lee. And if you don't do that, that's malpractice. Because at this particular point in time, I will remind every psychiatrist, thousands of you psychiatrists and analysts came out and said the same thing about Barry Goldwater, because he seemed to be impulsive. He was talking about strategic warfare and bombing, and then you declared that he was crazy. You were wrong. You were wrong then. You're wrong now, and you're totally inappropriate. I wish Trump would file suit. I wish others would file suit. So each one of these psychiatrists would have a malpractice suit, plus we could make money on it. And that's the best way to make money on that. And it will teach all of these schools a lesson. Now, let me make another point clear. I went to Cornell University Medical College, which was an excellent school before. Who bought it out? Sandy Weill, a corrupt banker from Citibank, who had to clean out his money through the Clinton administration and bought out a medical school. So it's no longer called Cornell University Medical College, which was famous. And he could never get in there because of his background and his religion. And guess what? Now it's called the Weill Medical School. Mount Sinai is called Icahn Medical School. And Los Angeles is called the Geffen Medical School. So the Jewish corrupt businessmen come into the medical schools and they buy out these medical schools with their names because they can't get in there. So now you got to understand that the sanctity of the medical school is not that great, and they should be evaluated and accordingly evaluated. NIH has to be reorganized. I know Tony Fauci. I have a great respect for Tony. Tony's been there too long. He was my resident when I was an intern at Cornell. He was a brilliant clinician. Now it's time that he leaves, departs, gets rid of his $300,000 salary, and cleans out NIH and IMH. It's time to clean them all out. That's what Trump has to do.
Well, other than that,
doing fine.
Steve, to me, you just made headlines here. To me, you just made a news story. I don't know how this isn't a linked on Drudge story right now. We should have a team of writers working on this. Steve Pachinik says it's time to sue these psychiatrists that are saying Trump is mentally unfit, going on air and saying this. So, I mean, we got 30 seconds left. What do we do? I mean, how do we do this? If they need to be sued, what do we do?
Practice suit. You file, you bail a bunch of doctors, file a malpractice suit, get a bunch of the wealthy Republicans, and let's file suit against each one of the medical schools that sponsor this, Brenda Lee and all the psychiatrists.
All right, so here we go. We've got bloggers, we've got tweeters, we've got people who are listening. Get this out there. It's time to sue these psychiatrists. Let's make this trend. Let's get this in the headlines. Sue the psychiatrists, malpractice, saying Trump is mentally unfit. They are not at the appropriate grounds to make that statement. It's time for a malpractice suit.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solove and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solove was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, to me, Steve Pachinik just made headlines, just made a story that ought to be written about 100 times before the day is over and then linked on Drudge. It's time to sue the psychiatrists for malpractice that are trying to diagnose President Trump without a proper examination. Now, Steve is the expert on this, so he knows what he's talking about. So here's what I'm saying, and I want to hear Steve's take on this. We've got a huge audience. If you are a blogger, if you are a writer, if you are a tweeter, if you are at InfoWars and a writer on our team, work on a story. Let's force this out there. Let's make these psychiatrists feel the heat so that more of them don't think about doing the same thing because of their political leanings. Just because you don't like Trump and you're a psychiatrist doesn't mean that you can misdiagnose him on television. No, that's illegal. So you're going to get sued for malpractice. So everyone needs to start writing that story. Everybody needs to start tweeting that. Let's make that mainstream. Let's force this into the narrative so that they feel the heat. These people cannot just go out and break the law without getting some pushback. So, Steve, I think this is a great idea. I think you just created headlines. What do you think about my idea to just force this out there into the mainstream?
One of the things we should do as well is to ask the liberals to give us and the psychiatrists who think that they know Trump to tell me an evaluation of John F. Kennedy, where we've published a hell of a lot of material. And he came out of Cornell Medical School. He was treated there and became psychotic. Now, what does it mean when a liberal president like John F. Kennedy, who started more wars than any other president, was on steroids, amphetamine, vitamins, and was totally discombobulated when he was talking with Khrushchev? What does it mean that he started the wars in Vietnam and increased it? Let's go to LBJ, who was impulsive, narcissistic, grandiose, abusive, and had biography.
I think we are losing connection with Steve right now. All right. Hey, Steve, we lost you for about 10 seconds there. Start over what you were saying about the biography.
Democrats. Let's talk about John F. Kennedy with Addison's disease, the fact that he was on steroids, he was on amphetamines, he was totally inappropriate in his negotiations with Khrushchev, where we precipitated the Cuban Missile Crisis. LBJ, who was inappropriate, grandiose, abusive, sadistic, who then slept with his own biographer, Miss Goodwin. I'd like her to make a comment about how do you write a biography about a man who seduced you and you in turn seduced him. So let's get into all these issues. Why don't we talk about Reagan's health? Why don't we talk about several other presidents' health? It is not the first time that a book or elements of a book or anything was taken away from an individual. If you go back to FDR, you could not take a picture of FDR if he was in a wheelchair. And the Secret Service at that time was expropriating cameras and anything that showed that FDR was a cripple. So let's get back to a little bit of history here before we understand what we're talking about when we talk about Donald Trump. Let's talk about Nancy Reagan and her role in keeping Ronald Reagan stable and lucid, why James Baker was used as the intermediary and what we had to do at that various times and what dementia was involved. I don't hear anybody talking about that. I don't hear anybody talking about Bush Jr., who is not the brightest of all and started a war and created 9/11, but nobody says he's crazy. But you can be sane, lucid, create a war, kill 3,000 Americans, and then kill thousands of Iraqis, Iranians, and innocent citizens like Bush Jr. and Cheney and Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, and yet be considered sane. Now, you tell me what's going on here.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like everything else that they're doing. It's clearly an attempt to remove Trump from office, to delegitimize him, to make him look bad. And if you want to look, I mean, my goodness, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine, I mean, you want to talk about mental problems. I mean, I'm not trying to give them a hard time. I mean, they genuinely probably have dementia.
Well, I don't want to get into Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein. I mean, that's a geriatric unit. That's up to them. Bernie Sanders and all of them could go to a geriatric unit. I'm not making any diagnosis. What I'm saying now is if you're going to be a psychiatrist who wants to make a diagnosis about Trump, then I have the right as a board examiner who's been involved with five presidents and then some to be able to question you and cross-examine you on every president of the United States and whether he or she had mental illness. Why don't you tell me about Abraham Lincoln, manic depressive, Marfan syndrome? We don't hear about that. We hear about how great he was in the Republic, but we don't hear about his mental illness because none of these psychiatrists are qualified to say anything about anybody other than themselves or their patient, and maybe not even then, because most of them are not trained very well. And if I flunk 60% of every psychiatrist who was then going through the boards, and that was an average, then I can assure you I can flunk Brenda Lee. I would take away her money from NIH, NIMH. I would take away Yale. I would sue Yale. I would sue the chairman, the dean, and the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry. I'd sue her and every individual psychiatrist whose name is there. And you're going to watch them back off so fast because I'd be the first one to testify in court that they have absolutely no ability to make that diagnosis, except for one or two other psychiatrists who were literally trained by the CIA and other intelligence organizations to understand the profiles of individuals, including the presidents of the United States. There are almost none of these psychiatrists have been trained to do anything other than to do what they're doing, and they're not doing it very well. Most of them are beholden to big pharma. They don't know psychotherapy, and the psychoanalysts have no idea about what politics involves in terms of politics and psychiatry. There's a whole field called politics and personality that was ironically created at Yale by Harold Laswell, whom I met. I was trained by him, Lucian Pye. But there's not one psychiatrist there who's ever been trained by Lucian Pye, Dick Solomon, or went to the Rand Corporation. So I would be happy to go to court, sue every one of these people, and see what happens. That's your news story. But Owen, I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of the InfoWars unit. Because if it weren't for people like yourself, we wouldn't be able to get through. And this is why I'm proud to be on your show. And you know, it's very simple. Is it fake news or not news? No, it's called ignorance. If you don't know what you're talking about, you can shoot your mouth off, whether you're a psychiatrist, you're a politician, or you're an idiot writer. the way that gentleman is. He's an idiot writer for Holden Company. Holden Company will probably be sued. Whether there's fact in there.
Oh, yeah, they already got sued. They're already sued.
That's their problem. But the truth is, I've worked with six different publishers in my life. They're all great. Berkeley, Putnam, Warner, Simon & Schuster. But the truth is, publishing is dying. They know it. I know it. And I've been very successful at it. People are not reading novels. They're not reading books. So this man, Mr. Wolf, is at the end of a death knell. He himself is dying. He just goes around to promote himself. Look at him, an effete kind of gargoyle type of individual who has no understanding of
the business. Yeah, I mean, he even admits it. I mean, he even admits it, Steve. I mean, the Business Insider puts out the story. The author of the explosive new Trump book says he can't be sure if parts of it are true. I mean, so he's admitting that the whole thing is fabricated to begin with. I mean, that proves everything you just said. But, you know, just real quick, we're about to go to break. Honestly, the only sign that I see that Trump is crazy is that he's not suing these people. I would have been suing these people for all the slanderous and all the libel that they've been perpetuating against Trump for the last year. That's the only thing to me that shows Trump crazy. He hasn't sued him yet.
No, it's not even that. What he's doing is jerking their chain, and they don't understand how he can manipulate people, and that's exactly what he's doing. And he creates a lot of distraction with Twitter, and he purposely does that.
Oh, yeah.
So that our people and John Kelly met General Davis, General Jim Mattis can do it, and we can finish the wars in Syria, be able to quiet down North Korea. Nobody's talked about that. That was a result of Trump. North Korea is going to be involved in South Korean Olympics. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about the fact that Iran is disturbed and the young youth are there. That was Trump who basically initiated. Nobody's talking about the fact that Pakistan should never receive our aid because that's a failed state. I have worked with Benazir Bhutto. I've worked with her husband. I've worked with the generals of the country, Yaqub Khan and others, the head of the Islamic fundamentalist, Gilani. It's a failed state. It has never been a good ally of ours. It will never be a good ally, and we should support India. Let China take over Pakistan. We will work with India, and India will take care of Pakistan. And that's what will happen. Pakistan has failed. It's a disaster. And we don't want any more Pakistanis in America.
You mean the Indian nation that they gave to the Muslims, Pakistan, didn't work out, huh? Shocking.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think it's amazing. A genius thought nugget from Steve Pachenik here today. Malpractice lawsuits against these psychiatrists that are making these unfounded claims about President Trump on air. It's brilliant. Steve Pachenik is behind the Thought Nugget Genius. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. You mentioned all that great foreign policy news, the geopolitical news that Trump is behind, and we covered all the great
maximize
domestic
potential
news.
And take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. Infowars.com/.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
Well, the real mental defectives are running the state of California. Jerry Brown, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, just to name a few. And now they have gone full sanctuary state, just begging for the state of California to fall into a third world nation. Here's John Bowne with that report.
California Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown has doomed California's citizens to yet another left-wing nightmare as the bill he signed back in October became law after the new year.
There's no need for this bill. Things have been working fine without it. The author has stated that this will prevent local law enforcement from doing immigration enforcement on the streets. We never have done immigration enforcement on the streets. We have no desire to do that.
And look, the overall list of crimes that law enforcement can talk to ICE about is long. But the California Sheriff's Association says that lengthy list is not enough. They wrote in a statement that repeat drunk drivers, persons who assault peace officers, serial thieves, animal abusers, known gang members, and other serious offenders are not on this list. So people convicted of those crimes are effectively going to be shielded from ICE.
The state of California better hang on tight, because the smuggling organizations are using the sanctuary cities law, this sanctuary state law, as a selling ploy. More illegal aliens will be coming to California. More criminal aliens will be coming to California. So California just bit off a lot more than they can chew. So the Department of Justice needs to do a couple things. Number one, they need to file charges against the sanctuary cities. Number two, they need to hold back their funding. Another thing they need to do, they need to hold these politicians personally accountable. I mean, more citizens are going to die because of these policies, and these politicians can't make these decisions and be held unaccountable for people dying. I mean, we need to hold these politicians accountable for their actions.
Does the president share your view, sir?
Absolutely he does.
And he's told you that?
The president is totally against sanctuary cities. He knows as well as I do that people are dying. People are being victimized by illegal aliens in this country.
If you think the ICE director is blinded by political motivation, you may want to sit down for this. Ron Martinelli of The Hill reported back in April of 2017, according to the FBI, 67,642 murders were committed in the U.S. from 2005 through 2008, and 115,717 of those from 2003 through 2009. The General Accounting Office documents that criminal immigrants committed 25,064 of these murders. To extrapolate out these statistics, this means that a population of just over 3.5% residing in the United States unlawfully committed 22% to 37% of all murders in the nation. This is astounding. Illegal immigrants clearly commit a level of violent and drug-related crimes disproportionate to their own population. The total cost for all corrections, medical and support services for adults and juvenile immigrant criminals nationally is estimated to be over $1.8 billion. And as the DACA can that was kicked down the road is finally here, the GOP is split as President Trump won't budge on his campaign promise to provide a wall to protect Americans from the silent killer that is illegal immigration.
And I'm waiting now for the Justice Department to go after these guys. It's not just outrageous what they're doing, it's illegal. And it's, you know, he made a comment when he signed the bill that, you know, this was a balance of public safety versus reducing the fear of those here illegally. Well, you know, first of all, there's no balance between criminals and public safety.
John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
It really is shocking to discover, and it's not just in the state of California, but that's where it's the worst, that you have a government and politicians in the state of California that put non-citizens, people that broke the law, people that came here illegally, not just over American citizens, but I mean over veterans, over their own homeless people, over elderly people. I mean, these people in California are sick And the entire thing is for votes. They just want their votes.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is the War Room.
Always great radio when I am joined by Dr. Steve Pachinik. And, you know, it's just a matter of time. And I don't know if it's going to happen. It's like this. We're not going to get the full turnover, or we're not going to totally flip the tables in Washington, D.C. in just one administration. We're not going to flip the tables in Washington, D.C. with just one man, just one president. But Trump, as Alex Jones has said many times, is the beachhead and is the changing of the guard, is the changing of the status quo. And surely, slowly but surely, we can flip those tables. And one part of that is hitting back against these people in the fake news with legal action. And a lot of times, libel and slander lawsuits are very tough, especially when it comes to live media. But there's ways about it, and I think Trump is aware of some of those ways, but as Steve Pachinik says, he kind of likes stringing these people along. The big one I do expect Trump to fight back legally against, or perhaps the DOJ or some House committee, and that's whoever is responsible for that fake Trump dossier. In fact, I've got the news story right here. GOP senators request criminal investigation of Trump dossier author. That's Christopher Steele. Of course, Christopher Steele met with Bruce Orr, who was in the Obama DOJ and visited the Obama White House dozens of times. Of course, Bruce Orr was married to Nellie Orr, who worked for Fusion GPS and was also communicating secretively over a ham radio. Of course, Bruce Orr also met with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. So was Bruce Orr the intermediary of Fusion GPS and the Obama administration? So you've got that whole investigation now sitting there waiting to happen. There's a nice little flowchart of all the corruption. Funny, they don't really have that with Trump. They just have Trump and then an arrow to a Russian flag or Manafort and an arrow to a money or something. And now Manafort is suing the DOJ. So they don't have anything like that. They don't have puzzle pieces to put together. So I don't expect Trump to legally fight back against Hillary Clinton using the DNC and whatever super PACs as a conduit to pay for these women to file false sexual assault allegations against President Trump. That has been caught red-handed. Of course, Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom, the subjects of that exposure. So we already know about that. I'm not expecting Trump to sue about that. I'm not expecting Trump to sue about all the people that go on television and claim he's a racist and try to incite civil war. I'm not expecting anything like that. With the dossier, though, that's where I'm expecting something. But Steve Pachinik brings something up in the other segment that we just finished up, saying there is a clear lawsuit here with the psychiatrist going on television and diagnosing President Trump illegally because they're not actually giving an examination. There was no examination. They do not have the legal precedent to make a diagnosis, yet here they go on television and continue to do it. So Steve Pachenik says it's time to sue these people, hit them with a malpractice lawsuit. But let's actually go to this clip from CNN. This is Dr. Lee, a Yale psychiatrist that Dr. Pachenik is talking about Yale in the last segment. That's a must-see segment if you missed it. Guys, roll clip 10, a psychiatrist, by all estimations, guilty of malpractice, live on air on CNN.
Capitol Hill that could start a formal process to evaluate any president's
Capitol
mental
Hill
fitness
and
is getting
Capitol,
more
Capitol
interest
Hill.
With 56 co-sponsors, all Democrats. The Democrat who introduced the bill joins me now, Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland. Congressman,
pause it right there for a second. Pause it. You would think the guy about to say Trump is mentally unfit would comb his hair. I would expect... Is that a mop? I mean, what in... Just roll this guy.
For being here. You and several...
He's got a mop on his head.
Met with a psychiatry professor from Yale, Dr. Bandy Lee. She told CNN today, quote, as the president is unraveling, he seems to be losing his grip on reality and reverting to conspiracy theories.
All right, so just pause it real quick. They're quoting Bandy Lee here, the Yale professor. I just want to clarify. She's not the one that's about to speak in this video. This is CNN talking regarding her comments. All right, go ahead.
Finds that he is going into attack mode when he is under stress. That means he has the potential to become impulsive and very volatile.
All right, pause it right there. See, now this is actually an overarching issue that we can cover here. Oh my gosh, President Trump is getting aggressive and attacking, and he's volatile. He's under attack all day long. This is what I'm saying. They don't want you to be a human. They don't want you to have human instincts. They want you to be like what they say in Japan. If you're getting raped, just lay there and take it. So here's President Trump. They have fake news attacking him all day long, 24/7. Fake news New York Times, fake news Washington Post, all day long, hitting him with fake news nonstop. You've seen the numbers, the negative media coverage for Trump. It beats every other president in the history of the world combined. It's nonstop, the attacks on Trump. And then this psychiatrist is like, oh my gosh, Trump is he's attacking people. He's becoming aggressive. He's becoming impulsive. He's becoming volatile. Hey, Bimbo Lee. Hey, Dr. Bimbo. Haven't you studied human psychology? When a human gets attacked relentlessly, they tend to get aggressive. They tend to get volatile. But I guess if you're if you're a Yale professor, you've been fluoridated to death, and so you don't have a soul. And so you don't have a spirit. And so if you get attacked, you just lay there and take it like a good liberal. No, President Trump is alive. President Trump has a spirit. President Trump has a will. And yeah, we humans, we earthlings get a little aggressive after you attack us relentlessly for a year. But let's go back to CNN basically putting this malpractice attempt to diagnose Donald Trump on air without an actual examination.
Did she say that to the assembled Congress people?
Well, I think that Dr. Lee and other psychiatrists who've been up to meet with members of Congress have been predicting increasingly delusional and paranoid behavior on the part of the president.
These are the same people that are still clinging to the Russian collusion narrative that has completely fallen apart. And they're saying, I mean, honestly, everything that they say about Trump, they are guilty of. I mean, this is incredible. Representative Jamie Raskin, part of the Judiciary Committee, I don't know if he's never heard of a comb or if he's wearing a rug. Maybe he's the one that needs to be investigated for being mentally fit. This guy's clearly a loon. Go ahead with him.
Of course, we're not mental health professionals. We're not psychiatrists. That's not our role. But we do have a very defined and important role under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution, which is to set up a body that could act with the vice president in the event of an emergency when the president becomes unable for mental or physical reasons to successfully discharge the power.
Yeah, guys, that's enough of him. Guys, President Trump is clear. I mean, this guy... President Trump is unfit for office. Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ, industrials all hit records. Trump's unfit. Federal government jobs cut by 16,000, fulfilling his promise of slashing the fat in government. Must be unfit. Almost 200,000 manufacturing jobs added in the 2017 calendar year. Another promise made, another promise fulfilled. Clearly mentally unfit. Black unemployment rate falls to a record low since Trump became president. I mean, the guy is clearly racist and unfit. I mean, this is clear he's unfit. Food stamp recipients down 2 million under Trump. The unemployment rate down under President Trump. I mean, the guy is clearly unfit. Clearly unfit. I mean, just look at what's happening with ISIS in the Middle East. ISIS's presence is a lot weaker in the Middle East since Trump became president. He must be unfit. Don't you get it? If you want to be president, you have to destroy America and empower ISIS. That's what Obama is. He's the genius. Trump's the idiot for being successful.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, I'm going to try to calm down from this whole fake psychiatrist malpractice going on CNN or CNN reporting on the malpractice, whatever you want to call it, trying to say Trump is crazy. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's crazy to be a human now. I guess it's crazy to, fix the economy. I guess it's crazy to create jobs. I guess it's crazy to fulfill your promises. Yeah, I guess if that's the benchmark for crazy, then Trump must be the craziest person in the history of the world. It's crazy! Meanwhile, in real news, GOP senators request criminal investigation of Trump dossier author. Oh, yes. Oh, my. Oh, my. Can you only imagine? See, we've already got all the puzzle pieces in place. It's about putting the edge around it. It's like reverse how you actually make puzzles, and the edge is actually going to be a jail cell for Hillary. Because if Senator Grassley and Lindsey Graham, who both sent this letter to Rod Rosenstein asking about the author of this dossier, we know where this goes. We know who the author is, Christopher Steele, and we know why the dossier was fabricated. Fusion GPS, Hillary Clinton hit campaign. We already know that that's what happened. So should legal action take place, what do you think Christopher Steele is going to do? Do you think he's going to shut his mouth and go to jail for Hillary Clinton if something illegal went down with this fabrication of the dossier? No. Somehow I don't think that's going to happen. Somehow I think at the end of all of this, they're all going to throw Hillary Clinton under the bus. Why not? She's the easiest one to do so. Why not throw her under the bus? So man, oh man, cannot wait to see what happens with that. Now my guess is Rosenstein and the likes, Mueller, are going to try to stonewall this because this also incriminates the likes of a John McCain and others who were trying to use this dossier as an official document, as well as the Obama administration, that likely used this fake dossier to spy on Trump's team. So imagine that. Imagine if they knew that. Again, we already have the puzzle pieces put together. Obama, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, Christopher Steele, Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson. That's a circle of cohorts. Oh, no. Pull that story back up. What was that? Oh. House Intel panel subpoenas McCain associate over Trump dossier. Yep, there it is. There it is. Oh, thank you. Thank the deep state so much for all putting their fingerprints on this dossier. This is like passing a murder weapon amongst a group of the biggest criminals in the world and then getting to investigate the murder weapon and all of their fingerprints are on it. That's what this dossier is. The attempted murder weapon of President Trump politically. And all of the deep state has their fingerprints all over it. Obama, Obama's DOJ, Christopher Steele, Fusion GPS, Hillary Clinton, the DNC. I mean, it's, oh yeah, John McCain. But then you had the MSNBC host, we played the clip earlier, say, even if it's a fake crime investigation for a non-existent crime, you can still be caught guilty of committing a crime in that investigation. But here's the New York Times basically out of the side of their mouth admitting that the Russian story is totally fake while trying to prop it up at the same time. The headline, obstruction inquiry shows Trump's struggle to keep grip on Russia investigation. So they paint this story. Trump is running around the White House. He's freaking out. Why isn't anybody stopping this investigation? Why isn't anybody doing anything about this investigation? They keep trying to target me with this investigation. Where's my team? Where's my help? As if it's real. But the real story here that they don't tell you is that it's fake. That's the point. Trump is all pissed off because he knows this entire thing is fake. So he's not running around begging the FBI, begging the Department of Justice, begging his administration, please protect me from Mueller. Please protect me. He's going to find something that I colluded with Russia. Somebody protect. Somebody have my back here. No, it's why is this still going on? Why are we spending millions of dollars on this fake investigation that is nothing more than a club of Hillary fanatics? In fact, probably a level further, Hillary criminal cohorts. Uranium One deal. So again, but keep trying to spin it, New York Times. Keep trying to spin it. You know what? I wanted to go to that clip, and I do still have time, but speaking about spin, I might as well just cover this right now. Since we're also covering the New York Times and how they like to spin things. All right, so you've got the Golden Globes. I guess it's this weekend. I couldn't care less. In fact, I would say boycott the Golden Globes. That is if anybody's already watching it. What, a bunch of self-aggrandizing, arrogant punks are going to go do the Golden Globes and act like they're God's gift to Earth? I'll pass. But now they're virtue signaling. We're going to wear black as a raising awareness campaign for the Me Too movement, even though the entire Me Too movement is because of Hollywood. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. Again, this is like the MSNBC, the woman that goes on there and says, even if there is no criminal behavior, even if the criminal investigation is basically made up and there is no real criminal behavior, if we find something else or make something else up, then that's real. That's like, again, a boxer walks up to you and says, hey, we're going to box right now. And then you say, no, I'm not boxing you right now. I don't want to box. And then mercilessly boxes you to the ground and then jumps up and down bragging like, ha ha, I won in a boxing match. And you're on the ground like, no, there was no boxing match. So yeah, Hollywood, the entire basis of the Me Too movement, literally, it all started with Hollywood. Now Hollywood virtue signaling during the Golden Globes saying they're going to protest against assaulting women and the Me Too movement by wearing black. But then the New York Times publishes this. Shocking. It's shocking that the New York Times would admit this. Publicly, we say Me Too. Privately, we have misgivings. So now even the liberal New York Times is basically like, you know, here, I'll read from it directly. After saying about how the Me Too thing and everybody, oh, Meryl Streep and all of them, it's all about Me Too. We're taking a stand. We're wearing black. And then she says, but privately, I suspect many of us, including many longstanding feminists, will be rolling our eyes, having had it with the reflexive and unnuanced sense of outrage that has accompanied this cause from its inception. Bingo. But of course, the nuance is not outrage. The nuance is that this is to come back and take Trump out. That's the entire purpose of this. They don't care about women. They don't care about Harvey Weinstein bullying and allegedly raping women. No, they love it. They embrace that. Meryl Streep loves that. The Golden Globe, I mean, what a joke. Yeah, protest the Me Too movement that you caused, you frauds.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are going to take some calls here on a Friday before we declare it the weekend. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. It is Friday, so we'll call it an open line Friday, and whatever it is you want to discuss today, give us a phone call. You know, I really wish that we could get more Trump haters to call in and more liberal racists to call in and try to disagree with me. But they never do, do they? They never do. And you know why that is. But I was thinking about this last night as I was finishing up my typical routine of, you know, getting news and what have you. Where does a liberal go? Where does a racist liberal go? Where does a lefty go for intellect, for philosophy, for higher thinking. And I was seriously thinking about this, and I landed on only one name. Of all of the litany of leftists out there that do broadcasts and everything, I mean, think about it, though. You had Keith Olbermann totally fail. He's gone. And not that he's a bastion of intellect at all anyway, or philosophy. Just hate and rage and delusion. Belongs in a straitjacket. This is you want to know how pathetic the state of being a modern day liberal racist is? Do you know how sad you are to be a modern day lefty right now? When the highest level of original thought and the highest level of intellect and philosophy that jives with your political beliefs comes from Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow, I honestly believe, is the only lefty that could host a show without a teleprompter and the only lefty that actually comes up with her own original thoughts and ideas and philosophies. Now, granted, Rachel Maddow is completely off of her rocker. I was just trying to think last night, like, where does a liberal go? Where does a leftist go to satisfy their hunger and thirst for intellect and information? And I guess the truth is they don't have that hunger. They don't have that thirst, because if they did, they wouldn't be a liberal. But regardless, that's the state of them right now. So what we're doing here at InfoWars, though, is 10 hours of live broadcast, no teleprompter, massive philosophy and intellect going on with Real News with David Knight in the morning and his great guests, then the Alex Jones Show and all his great guests all year. Yeah. Oh, who would want to go to Alex Jones Formation? I mean, the guy's like 20 years ahead of his time. And then here on the War Room, we just had Steve Pachenik on. So, you get ideas, you get intellect, you get higher thinking and higher learning here. And that's why we're getting a bunch of callers to call in right now. And folks, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It really is a unique thing that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It allows us to operate completely independently from any outside influence other than you, the audience, supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're extending the New Year's specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're on the front fold, you can see it right there. 50% off Secret 12. That's a great vitamin B12 supplement. 50% off Survival Shield X2. I did an interview earlier. I was asked what my favorite product on the site was. I went Survival Shield X2. That's 50% off right now. 50% off Brain Force Plus. You hear all the rave reviews of the callers calling in. We've got the new product, Alpha Power. That's 50% off. I'm actually about to start taking that next week. 50% off the entire line of Super Blue products, including the toothpaste, which is a no-brainer. It's the last toothpaste you'll ever use because it is the best toothpaste on the planet. That is my estimation. It's the last toothpaste I will ever use. And, of course, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I've got about 5 minutes left of this segment. While they are getting your calls put together, let me play this video I found. This is Barack Obama. I guess it would have been in 2003, and then Barack Obama in 2016. So first, or 2005 or whenever it was, I don't remember when the first clip is. It's in the video. But it's basically Barack Obama when he's running against Hillary Clinton, bashing Hillary Clinton, calling Hillary Clinton out, to then Obama, flash forward 10 years later or whatever, supporting Hillary Clinton. She's the best person ever. She's so fit. So what does this video show you we're about to play? Is Barack Obama a 100% total fraud? Or did Hillary Clinton basically get to Barack Obama, if you will? Here's that clip.
I just have to remind people of the track record. If you want someone with a lifelong track record. Now, this is Senator Clinton, this is the same person who has taken more money from lobbyists than any other candidate, Democratic or Republican,
of fighting for higher wages and better benefits and a fairer tax code and a bigger voice for workers and stronger regulations on Wall Street.
This is the same person who took money from financial folks on Wall Street.
He's talking about Hillary.
And then voted for a bankruptcy bill that makes it harder for folks right here in
Hillary's
Pennsylvania
a total fraud
to get a fair shake.
Then you should vote for Hillary Clinton.
This is the same person who.
So here's Obama in 2008
with her husband campaigning for NAFTA, and now goes around saying how she was opposed to NAFTA. She's got specific ideas to invest.
Oh, now
in
she likes NAFTA.
To help workers share in their company's profits. This is the same person who says she's voting for the Columbia trade deal. Turns out that her top advisor, her top strategist, was working for the Colombian government to get the bill passed. There has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president of the United States of America.
That's funny. I just realized something about that. At first, when you watch that video, you're thinking this actually exposes Obama. Actually, that just exposes Hillary Clinton. I mean, you have to, Barack Obama just nails Hillary Clinton when running against her in 2008. And then all of a sudden, 10 years later, she's magically the most qualified person ever. But I, you know, that's actually more of a expose on how much of a fraud Hillary Clinton is. So congratulations to Obama 2008. No wonder he fooled so many people into voting for him. Roger Stone joins us now on the War Room. He is over the phone line. Roger, you've been doing the rounds. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, you've been all over the board talking about this Bannon stuff. What is the latest?
Well, I must tell you, I tried to give Steve Bannon the benefit of the doubt. Like Alex Jones, I think infighting in the liberty movement is a mistake. But now that I learned that his comments were not after he was terminated, in which case you could, you know, chalk them up to anger about being canned, I now realize that he was sitting in his White House office, provided to him by Donald Trump, bad-mouthing his boss. And I think playing into the hands of the by the media and political ruling elites, whose enmity for this president cannot be underestimated, and whose resolve to remove him should also not be underestimated. It was just a stunning act of betrayal. Now, Steve Bannon's a smart guy. He had to know that Michael Wolff, the author in question, is a known fabricator. This guy's book should all be in the fictional section at Barnes & Noble. I've had my own run-ins with him in the past. He has no regard for truth. Even Maggie Haberman of the New York Times told CNN he makes stuff up. So Bannon should have known better. At the same time, Owen, I asked the first six people I ran into on the street this morning who Steve Bannon was. Not one of them knew. Every single one of them knew who Donald Trump was, and most of them thought he was making America great again. I still think this is an elitist phenomena, but unfortunately it plays into the narrative of those who want to destabilize the Trump presidency by claiming that he's around the bend. He's nuts. He is crazy, which he most definitely is not.
Well, it certainly has been a crazy changing of events here, where Bannon goes from conservative hero to conservative zero overnight, and it all comes from a book that gets published from an author that is a known fabricator. I mean, this is just a crazy story. Roger Stone is going to stick around with us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solove and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solove was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone and Owen Troyer, recently named as one of the best-dressed men on the planet. That was in Mr. Stone's International Best and Worst Dress List, published at Stone on Style and at the Daily Caller. Owen, I've been thinking about ingenious ways to raise more capital for InfoWars, and therefore I want to propose an Alex Jones-Brian Stelter cage match. Let both of them.
Yeah!
And I think you, given your sports background, are the perfect guy to be the referee.
Now, let's Stelter, get ready to rumble in the red corner, weighing in at nothing but truth and information, Alex Jones. In the blue corner, weighing in with nothing but flob and fat and nonsense, Brian Stelter. Ding, ding, ding.
It could be, it could really be epic. And by the way, my money is on Jones.
You know, I'd take Alex Jones, I'd take Alex Jones with one arm tied behind his back. There he is. There's Alex Jones. I don't know. Alex Jones has said he'd get in the ring for charity before, Roger. I don't think these guys will match him.
Well, look, Al, as I've mentioned to you, Brian Stelter is a man who has been seen wearing a suit and sandals. You can say anything you want about Alex Jones's sartorial style. He would never have a fashion faux pas like that. Seriously, Stelter is one of the most offensive clowns on television. How this guy continues to call himself a journalist is just beyond me. But this would explain why CNN's audience is dwindling and getting smaller by the minute, while we at InfoWars are surging. More people watching and listening than ever before, thanks to Donald Trump and the key role played by InfoWars in the Trump revolution.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, Roger, because you've been all over the place lately. You were on Tucker Carlson last night. You've been talking with Laura Ingraham. You're bouncing all over the radio airwaves and everything. You know, it's funny. I don't see anybody requesting any of the young turds to be on any of these huge platforms. It's funny how that works.
Well, it's interesting. This morning, I was on the radio, and joining me was Tom Arnold, who, again, repeated this false notion that I had coached Leanne Tweeden, the woman who first accused Al Franken of sexual assault, a woman, by the way, I've never met or spoken to in my entire life. And then Arnold launched into an attack on InfoWars, to which I said, Tom, I understand why you're upset. Many, many more people will hear and see me on InfoWars than have seen you in your entire career.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom Arnold, for the plug.
What a clown. This guy is an out of work former comedian, now living off the residuals from Roseanne. And I guess he thought he could hustle a few more tickets for his stand-up routine at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard by attacking me. When I asked him where the proof was for his repeated claim that I had somehow coached and orchestrated this woman's, I believe, entirely true complaints about Al Franken, he said, well, you were using a Russian alias. Really, Tom, I have no Russian alias.
A Russian alias.
I don't get it with these left-wing conspiracy theorists. They have all these wild conspiracy theories like, Franken didn't assault anybody. And when I asked him, what about the six other women who have come forward in the meantime, every single one of them a liberal Democrat activist or party office holder, well, he had no answer for that.
Yeah, they went to his office and requested that he resign. There was a huge video that we covered with that with Alicia Powell. We had her on air. They all went to Al Franken's office and said, you need to resign for your sexual harassment. But, you know, it's funny that you talk about Brian Stelter. I don't know if you heard the Alex Jones show today, Roger, but Alex gave Brian Stelter the what for, I mean, for like almost a full hour today. It was classic radio. But we actually, here on the War Room, we did a meme competition about 2 weeks ago, actually. It was the Brian Stelter Pennywise competition because we identified Brian Stelter as a Pennywise lookalike, you know, a few weeks back. And so it's kind of funny how he's finally starting to fulfill that role now. But I don't expect Stelter to answer the bell. But I got to give credit to Deadspin. Deadspin comes up with the greatest idea that I've heard in the history of the NFL, potentially. Put Alex Jones in the booth for Monday Night Football, cowards. That's what Deadspin says. Of course, this is because John Gruden leaves the booth to coach football. So they got to get someone in there that's going to get the ratings up. That's got to be Alex Jones.
Yeah, Brian Stelter is the guy I'd like most to see Alex Jones give a nookie to. I mean, he's just a buffoon.
What about Swirly? Even though he's bald.
Nah, I'd go with Stelter. Be more fun.
Look, okay, but he could get like a chrome dome shine.
Pay-per-view. It could be epic. It could be enormous. Of course, you and I would have to help Alex pick out his trunks, but I think it could be a really epic match. And as I said earlier, when it comes to just toughness, my money's on Jones.
It is weird, though. These guys always talk a tough game, and beyond that, you're talking about these conspiracy theorists that they just go and they just make these things up. Roger, there's this weird dynamic. For me, if I'm gonna go and attack Roger Stone and say that he was guilty of something, well, I'm gonna do some research and bring something to the table. They never do that. They never have anything. They don't have any evidence. They don't have any information. They just make accusations. Modern day liberals, I call them racist liberals. It's weird. There's this weird phenomenon that exists inside their consciousness where if they feel it, it must be true. Well, I feel this way. I think this, so it must be true. No, do a little research. That's what it's called being a journalist.
Well, it explains why guys like Joe Scarborough jump on this false narrative. Oh, we should delay Al Franken's resignation until the charges became public. In the case of Joe Scarborough, this guy is so seething with bitterness and jealousy over the fact that Donald Trump is president and he is not, that he can't see straight. And he gets more ludicrous with every passing day. But once again, it is MSNBC and nobody's watching.
And if they are watching, they're just watching the demise. That's what they're watching. They're watching for the demise. They're watching for the three-ring circus led by the lead circus freak, Rachel Maddow. So it's kind of like an entertainment aspect more than anything, I think, for these people to just tune in and, hey, what's that crazy person, what's Psycho Joe going to say today? What's that bitter, jealous freak Psycho Joe going to say as he talks down his – I mean, Mika can't even get a word in edgewise over Psycho Joe. He's that loon on air. It's just insane, Roger.
She does have that ice queen stare of hatred whenever Trump's name comes up. It gives me the creeps. You know, Owen, I'd be remiss if I did not point out to folks that if you're liking the War Room, if you like what we're doing here and you like the expanded programming that Owen and I are working very hard to bring you, we are completely listener and viewer supported. That's why we need you to go to the InfoWars store now and look at some of these extraordinary specials we have. It's only by your support of InfoWars through the InfoWars store that we can afford the expansion that Alex Jones has mapped out for us. We have brought you many, many firsts. We were the ones who told you Orrin Hatch was retiring and that Mitt Romney would make a bid for that seat as the basis for a presidential challenge to Donald Trump. We were the ones that told you Jeff Sessions was going to unleash a crackdown on medicinal marijuana after the first of the year. We were the first ones who told you that Marco Rubio's financier, Paul Singer, paid for the so-called dirty dossier. And we will keep breaking stories here. We will keep bringing you the news first, but we need your support. Owen, why don't you pick this up?
Well, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and we try to make it easy on you to support us there. We don't gouge you with ridiculously high prices. In fact, we slash our prices, and that's what's going on right now. 50% off some of the best nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com. I know that Roger, if you see Roger out, you're probably going to see him with a bottle of Brain Force because it's that effective. So that's just how we roll. We ask for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, get some rest. I know you've been doing the radio round, so take a break. Reserve that voice for next week's War Room where we'll hear from you again. There goes Roger Stone. This is Owen Schroyer. We're right back with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We've got loaded phone lines here. I want to start taking care of some of these callers on Open Line Friday here in The War Room. We just entered the third hour. Let's kick it off with Chris calling in from Utah. Go ahead, Chris. You are on the air.
Owen, it's an honor.
What's on your mind today?
Getting back with Dr. Steve Pachinik, do you think that...
Hey, it sounds like you're eating your telephone. Could you, like...
There we go. I'm here.
All right, what is on your mind?
Will there be any results or backlash from these negative and so-called, medical diagnosis of the president?
Well, look, if you look at what happens in fake news on a regular basis, where basically there's kind of a cycle, it's a spin cycle, if you will, between the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, and CNN. I'm telling you, I've been following this for too long. That is the spin cycle. And as it continues to go through the cycle, it gets a new spin, it gets a new laundry, it's like, okay. This is different. The reason why this is different to me than anything else that the fake news has been reporting on about Trump, whether it be he's a racist or this or that, or these fake sexual assault allegations that are always paid for by Democrats. The difference here, and this is why the segment with Steve was so great earlier, is that there's a clear precedent here within the psychiatric community. There's clear guidelines here, and what this Yale psychologist or whatever her role is over there, the professor at Yale, what she's done is illegal. And that's why Steve Pachinik is saying that this deserves a malpractice lawsuit, because you cannot diagnose somebody without giving them an examination. So all these people diagnosing Trump with a mental disorder or mental illness or whatever that are actually on the board or actually have passed through the bar to become a psychiatrist, they're all putting that on the line, and Steve Pachinik believes is guilty of malpractice when doing so. Yeah, Alex Jones, thanks for the call, Chris. What's up, Alex?
I literally was over on the other side of the building and I almost came over here, but I thought, I'm sure Owen's on it. It just went up on InfoWars.com. Geraldo Rivera says it's slander, it's defamation. He knows Trump, one of the sharpest people he's ever known. He's known Trump 40 years. He says, if anything, Trump's smarter now than he used to be.
Well, and so everyone that goes to the parties at Mar-a-Lago is like, he's amazing. He's so smart. He's talking to everybody. He's clearly not mentally defective.
Yeah, but it's just the total hoax of these people. Oh, and by the way, they're now saying that I literally think Brian Stelter drinks blood. It's metaphysical that they're parasite globalists that drink the blood of our future. That means the blood of our children.
Would you get in a cage match with Brian Stelter?
I will offer.
Here it is.
$1 million. And everybody knows we pay out on these contests. Our previous biggest was $125,000. I will offer $1 million to charity.
I'm not going to give it to NAMBLA or anything, you know, if the other side wanted to do that. I am offering $1 million to Stelter to bare knuckles box me for three rounds in the ring. Bare knuckles, three rounds, let's go.
Three rounds, bare knuckles.
We'll go to Malaysia and do it with baseball bats. I'm serious. I'm serious.
$1 million.
There. $1 million. Hell, I'll give the cockroach $1 million to do it. We'll raise $50 million on the pay-per-view.
Let's do this. I'm ready. I, for some reason, I think Brian Stelter's not going to answer the bell, though. That's just a hunch. It's a hunch I have.
Yeah. Well, how about this? We'll both dress up like little Barbie princesses for $1 million. Oh, he'd do that.
Yeah, I think he does that for free already.
Everybody's showing his face like he's a joke. Listen, go to search engine, type in Brian Stelter, do the smile, and you know why he never is seen smiling anymore. It's very hard to find the photo that I saw this morning of Michael Wolff smiling, because they literally look like, I'm not saying that they're serial killers. I'm saying they're serial killers of the truth.
Is that Pennywise or is that Brian Stelter?
Well, just look at the sack of narcissistic turd gobbling.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Man, if you're not having fun on the War Room today, check your pulse, because we are having a great time on a Friday here on the InfoWars.com War Room, and Alex Jones just offered Brian Stelter $1 million for a fight.
That's not the issue.
I can only dream.
Everyone should stop making him be a demon clown. Real photos of him are what's scary. We did have a contest just with captions of Stelter, the creepiest man alive, except for his father, Michael Wolff.
So just a straight picture of Brian Stelter and then caption it.
Michael Wolff and Stelter.
Two on one. It just got up to a 2-1.
And we can do it late at night so there's no sunlight.
Is it a tag team match?
No, vampire scam.
Or can
sunlight.
They both go in at the same time?
That's the only condition is going to be at high noon outside. They won't show up.
Okay. Oh.
No one's ever seen Brian Stelter outdoors.
No one's ever seen Brian Stelter and Pennywise in the same room at the same time either. Oh. So I'm just saying. So, but hey,
the headline, we're actually saying that.
Look, Brian Stelter, you got a chance to make $1 million for a charity here. Why would you pass that up? Unless you were scared and a coward. So there's Brian Stelter, the creep, who they actually, I think maybe Pennywise was based off Brian Stelter. We're gonna have to do the background checks on that. But Austin Fletcher is my guest now. Fleckus Talks is his channel on YouTube. He's got many viral videos where he goes out on the streets, mostly in California, and exposes the racist liberals for what they are, the most ignorant people walking the planet. Now, you recently did a video where you went back to I think it was UCLA I'm reading there, and they still think that Trump is a Nazi. So Trump works with Benjamin Netanyahu, actually very, very close with Israel as far as the foreign policy is concerned, declares Jerusalem the capital of Israel, clearly a pro-Israel move. Trump is obviously a Nazi.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach when it comes to deciding what a Nazi is and isn't. And at that UCLA speech, it was actually a Ben Shapiro speech they were protesting. So they came out and they were chanting, "Nazi go home, Nazi go home," at Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro is Jewish.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was almost like comedy. I mean, it is comedy, but at that point it was just like, guys, like, come on. don't chant this anymore.
They doubled down, though.
They're still up their same old ways.
And so they doubled down. So it doesn't even matter that Trump has a very pro-Israel foreign policy. Even when a Jewish individual, Ben Shapiro, who, I mean, as far as I can tell, he always is wearing his yarmulke, even when he does his speeches, even a Jewish Trump supporter is a Nazi.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro, exactly, is very Jewish. Milo, I think, is Jewish, too. And when I was at Berkeley and
that is correct.
They were chanting Nazi go home at Milo as well. So it's just kind of like the same thing over. They're just repeating what they know and, you know, insert chant A, insert chant B, insert chant C. There's your night right there. They just keep repeating what everyone else repeats. And it's just the same group mentality we've seen over and over and over again.
You know, I have to tell you, I thought, and I still do believe that this will slowly start to ratchet down, but it is amazing the complete commitment to ignorance that they have. But you know, now that you've become more of a sensation, I mean, your videos are getting huge views. You're not as, you know, as aggressive. We'll just leave it at that as I am. You kind of just let them hang themselves with the rope, whereas I kind of manufacture the rope and then give it to them to hang themselves. I mean, do they realize that you're out there doing yet? Do they get that they're making themselves look stupid yet? Or how does that go?
So in the beginning, my first 5 or 6 videos, it really was a free for all. It really was a feeding frenzy. And I could just get anyone on camera. Oh, I'll do an interview. Sure. Oh, I'll do one. Sure. And they were saying the most ridiculous things. Now it's getting a little harder because they've seen these videos and their groups that they're associated with, like Refuse Fascism, spreads the videos around and it warns them like, hey guys, like don't talk to anyone you're not sure of. Like don't talk to any reporters. Don't take interviews. So they're doing their best to defend against it, but I mean, every protest, there's still someone willing to talk, and where there's someone protesting someone stupid, something stupid's gonna get said.
So there is the most recent video, guys. Free speech protesters can't compete with Ben Shapiro supporters at UCLA. What? Cause I've started to notice it too. Normally, I mean, the average person doesn't want to, you know, there's the old saying, you know, don't argue with an idiot because they'll drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. But it seems to me that now people are kind of feeling like they're more willing to engage as they walk past these ignorant liberals that are saying Trump's a racist or Trump's a Nazi. It feels, are you seeing that more people on the street are willing to engage and say, no, you got it all wrong?
Yeah, definitely. People are starting to wake up because in the beginning, obviously the mainstream media was pushing their narrative when it comes to like the election and the debates going into it. They were pushing this whole anti-Trump narrative and people were believing it. But now every single thing that they've pushed for, Russia, you know, the sexual harassment stuff, every single thing they've tried to push has eventually proven to be, you know, completely false. So I think people who are more in the middle, like the moderates, are starting to wake up. And that's what I think is really important. I think it's a battle for the moderates at this point because the far left, the alt left, the Antifas and the protesters, they're going to always be doing their crazy, stupid stuff. But the moderates and the people in the middle who are maybe true centrists or classic liberals, those are the people who we need to win over when it comes to, you know, the rebranding of the Republican Party. And I think that's actually what's happening right now and will continue to happen going into 2018.
Well, and I believe, too, that the average moderate out there or the average individual that is not politically inclined that is starting to gravitate into this political mass that is just seemingly engulfing everything, they'll see the videos like that you're putting out at your channel and they'll say, you know, maybe I'm not so sure where I fall on these issues, but man, if I'm just judging by the people on each side, I don't want to be associated with these Trump haters. I want nothing to do with them. They clearly have no idea what they're talking about. Everything that they've tried to push as a narrative has fallen on its face or ended up boomeranging back against the Democrats. So I do agree that that is the battle for the moderate. And I think that that is a battle that we are definitely going to win. Do you know what your next project is going to be or what your next video is going to be when the next protest is?
Yep. So right now there's a couple of protests coming up in January. There's a big one January 20th. It's a women's march. And then January 21st.
Okay. Now, is that the one that the Antifa is saying is their big day? That's the new resistance?
It might be. Yeah. It is the big one nationwide, January 20th.
Okay.
And then I think January 21st in LA, there's a free hug event for people that have been affected by the Trump presidency. I guess people who have more money in their bank accounts now are upset about it.
Who's giving out the hugs?
We're going to find out. I will be there. And I'm also producing some scripted comedy stuff. Imagine like Saturday Night Live, but for more conservatives or more rational people who aren't afraid to push certain politically
correct. Or people that actually like comedy?
Exactly. Imagine like Saturday Night Live, what it was back when it was actually good, like 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I'm working on some comedy stuff with some producers, and we're going to be definitely getting some new sketches out there soon. And I've also been crypto trading, a little bit of cryptocurrency trading lately.
Interesting. Okay, so you're expanding your talents over there on the YouTube channel, Fleckus Talks. You know, it's actually funny that you bring that up, the January 20th deal. I don't know where I saw it, but I think first it was a women's march announced for the 20th. That's the event that you're talking about covering. But then I also think Antifa just announced you had the, I think it was By Any Means Necessary or whoever it was declare the, November 8th day that failed. Now Antifa's claiming the 20th day. Guys, is this the list for the women's march here? What am I looking at here? All the women's marches that are being planned for 2018. Okay, so yeah, here, go down this list real quick. So this is what Austin is talking about here, the Women's March 2.0. They've got it in Annapolis, Maryland, Chicago, Colorado Springs. There's the Los Angeles one. That's the one that you will be attending. I'm imagining they'll be protesting here in Austin, Texas as well, probably in New York. So, all right, so get out your cameras and get ready to capture some YouTube gold. The ignorant liberals are coming out to play.
Yeah, back. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think this will be a big one. It'll either be, big event like they were planning, or it'll be super small and unpopular, kind of like the Nancy Pelosi tax day protest. Like she tried to ring some people up and get people out to protest,
And then she bailed because nobody showed up. Oh, don't worry, Fleckus Talks. It will be an all-you-can-eat buffet. Always through such strong
resistance. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria. Much like a cellular engine overhaul,
Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Austin Fletcher from the YouTube channel Fleckus Talks is our guest. He fully triggers protesting Trump-hating liberals out in the streets. And then, well, really, they embarrass themselves, but he goes out there as the trigger to embarrass them. Check out his YouTube channel for that, YouTube Gold. He's going to be covering protests as they continue. But at this time, we've got some callers. I'm not sure if Austin has ever actually been made available to people calling into a show. So we're going to make you available here, Austin. Let's go to Sam calling in from New Orleans. You're on air with Austin Fletcher and Owen Schroyer on the War Room. Go ahead.
Well, this is an honor to be on the line with Fletcher and yourself, Owen, who both have the gumption or the courage to go out there and actually get in their faces. I myself, having been on your show before, do the same thing, dressed as Uncle Sam in New
Orleans. Wait a second. Were you the guy in the viral video that the people come up and they try to intimidate you and you stand and you stand up for yourself?
I am that same person, Owen.
Well, it's an honor to speak to you.
Oh, look, but as I said, it's a mutual honor society we got going on around here. I just want to pick up on some things. You know, I get on the street, I have the question of the day, and I dress my Uncle Sam's outfit, and I have Hillary cut out with a grab here in a rather provocative place on her. And, and of course, a cut out of Donald Trump giving the thumbs up, which triggers a lot of the liberals out there, which I, of course, I have made my life doing. But the question I've been asking was something that David Knight hit on the other day when he was asking, and I was asking the same question, what would people want to see politically first off in the during 18 year politically? Overwhelmingly, it was lock her up. They really, really want to see Sessions either gone or do something. And they topped everything else. It was beyond anything I got. So that was the main thing here. And, of course, we keep on getting let down by looking at Sessions and how he's doing what.
Well, and now you have actually members of Congress calling for Sessions' resignation and this strange obsession with marijuana. But, Fregus, I'm curious – have you experienced the same thing talking to Trump supporters out there on the streets? I mean, is it like everybody is calling for Hillary to be arrested finally?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we were able to get her arrested or at least indicted and investigated, which is about to start happening, it sounds like, I think that's going to be what we need to bring the country together, just because until that happens, the media will continue to push, oh, Russia, Russia, unfair election, oh, it was hacked, all these lies. But if we can actually get her locked up or investigated, then that brings people together and realizing, okay, maybe I was fed, you know, a little bit of the BS there, and maybe I was misguided what's really going on. And it'll actually get people in like a way red-pilled, I think. So I think that would be huge, especially if we talked about before, when it comes to uniting the middle, the people who are trying to be fair and rational.
Well, and another actually interesting point to that is you actually have leftists and Democrats and liberals that are sick of Hillary Clinton. They don't want Hillary Clinton. They might even jump on board, you know, arresting Hillary Clinton. A lot of these people already realized that Hillary Clinton stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. So there could actually be some support from the left, I think, in that instance. Sam, what do you think?
Oh, I think it'd be the domino. Once that first domino falls, and we need something. I mean, you got to look at what do we get right out of the chute in 18 is this book slapping us in the face. And the only thing we have is Flynn and Manafort, the only ones under indictment. I mean, this is
and Manafort is suing. Manafort is suing the DOJ.
Yes, yes. Well, again, we are, and then, of course, the frustration is another one thing. Like, you know, the FBI is supposed to turn over the docs. I mean, you know, Nunes and all this and abandon that. So Wednesday comes up, and what do we get? Oh, it's going to be next Wednesday that they're going to. Well, what did you do since August? I mean, for 6 months now that you couldn't do in the past 7 days or
yeah, you know, that's interesting. They keep delaying the Awan trial too, in similar fashion. But yeah, as you mentioned, they are now pressing for the Fusion GPS documents. They're reopening the Hillary email investigation. They want to know who created the Trump dossier. So all of this is now kind of manifesting itself in the opposite direction. Thank you so much for the call, Sam. I do think that this could unite people, but regardless, I think it would destroy the fake news narratives against Trump, and it would then cement the real news, the real conspiracy, the real criminal activity behind the Clintons that they've been trying to ignore for so long, and it would really just be like egg in their face, I think. I don't know if you want to comment on that, Austin, but actually, I wanted to talk about California while we got you on the line here, and we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. What is going on in California? I mean, it's almost like unbelievable what's going on out there politically, but how are the people reacting to this new tax bill that is basically going to put the onus on the state government to do something about the ridiculous taxes out there?
Yeah, it is getting ridiculous. You nailed it. Basically, California is becoming a liberal utopia, which I think is actually pretty close to being hell. I mean, it's a sanctuary state. A ton of the state is on fire, literally. There's a ton of homeless people. Which a lot of them have hepatitis. It's not illegal to give people AIDS knowingly anymore.
The government puts out poop maps. That's not a joke. The government puts out poop maps. Guys, pull out the poop map.
Yeah, they do. It's disgusting. And I live downtown, downtown LA. And every time I walk out of my apartment, it's like I'm in the Mad Max movie. It really is absurd. The people are, you know, they really do need help. And there's a lot of undiagnosed mental illness. Tons of homeless people. Poop on the streets, pee on the streets.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know who made the poop map. I said it was the California government. I don't know who actually put the poop map out, but that is an actual map of all the feces that are on the streets of San Francisco. I imagine it's the same out in LA.
Oh yeah, and that's San Francisco too, where, you know, I'm sure all the apartments in that area are not cheap. It's one of the most expensive cities in the world.
Oh yeah, you can't even find an apartment.
And then you walk out your door and there's people going to the bathroom on your doorstep. Like, fun time. Thanks, California.
Sounds like a liberal utopia.
Yeah, exactly. If they're going for Mad Max movie, they're nailing it.
Yeah, hey, that's just my neighbor over there. Yeah, he's just taking a dump in the woods. Oh, he lives in the house. No, he lives in the woods. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I live 10 feet away from him and I pay $5,000 a month in rent and he's paying nothing living in a tent. Like a full-on tent with, like, you know, power going to it. A lot of the people I see on Skid Row have phones, and they're plugging their phones in. They have you know, power going to their tents, and they're just living on the side of the road. There's full.
Yeah, they've gotten $1,000 cell phone, but they. This is the craziest thing. It's even worse in Austin. Austin's economy is booming. Job creation here is huge. Now hiring signs everywhere. People go door to door and tell you they're hiring. We want to hire you, and people choose to be homeless in Austin. I don't know if it's that bad in LA, but people in Austin choose to be homeless.
Yeah, I think it's very similar because a few years back, it used to be more of a penalty to be living on the streets. It used to be more illegal than it is now. Now it's like, you know, just a slap on the wrist. Hey, get your stuff and get out of here. So like you're seeing in this video, I live just about a mile away from where that is. It's full on shanty towns, full on tents, people there for weeks and months at a time.
Oh yeah. Well, you can thank Governor Brown for that. That is pathetic. Thanks, Austin.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know what?
It's Friday, and we are in the last two segments of the War Room here. Got a bunch of callers lined up. We're going to go to your calls. It's been a great show. We heard from Alex Jones. We heard from Steve Pachinik. We heard from Roger Stone. We heard from Fleckus Talks. We've been having some fun. I mean, honestly, as far as I'm concerned, I think that we broke two news stories here on the War Room today. Dr. Steve Pachinik calls for lawsuits against specifically the Yale professor that made this diagnosis about Trump, but anyone who fabricates a diagnosis about Trump's mental health without an official actual examination needs to be sued for malpractice. That's a story. Then Alex Jones challenges Brian Stelter to a bare knuckle cage fight. 3 rounds, 3 minutes. That to me is headline news. And you know that's going to get to Brian Stelter's desk. And he's probably going to cower and crawl under his desk into the fetal position until it's time to go on air Sunday.
Reliable sources with Pennywise Stelter. Yes, reliable sources. It smells like the circus in Brian Stelter's room. Smell the hot dogs? Smell the popcorn? I'm Brian Stelter.
So we'll see if he's able to man up and accept the Alex Jones $1 million for charity challenge. But I doubt it. So before we go back to your calls, I had to make this joke because it's too good. Al Gore says bitter cold is exactly what we should expect from the climate crisis. Really? Now, why would I take...
can't even look at the guy.
Can someone please find the meme of Al Gore when he looks like Mr. Freeze from the Batman? Please just pull that up. So why would I take Al Gore's word for it when Al Gore does a documentary that is proven completely wrong over 10 years ago in Inconvenient Truth? Everything in that documentary was wrong. There's Al Gore. He's frozen to death. He's snowed in right now. He doesn't know what's going on. So Al Gore, who has a documentary that is 100% wrong, then even does interviews after the documentary is proven wrong, saying that the polar ice caps will be melted by now. No, they're not. In fact, the southern polar ice cap actually expanded last year. But here's Al Gore. Well, let me get the exact tweet. I mean, this guy. Somebody stop this guy. Man, bear, pig, Al Gore. Here's his tweet. It's bitter cold in parts of the U.S., but climate scientist Michael... I have to redo this.
It's bitter cold in parts of the U.S., but climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann explains that's exactly what we should expect from the climate crisis.
Says the man who's been wrong on everything else he said about the climate. I'm telling you, I'm not letting them live this down, and I'm redoubling my efforts to actually warm the planet. Yeah, how do you like that, liberals? I want to heat the planet. I'm going to get a bigger truck. I'm going to turn my heat on right now remotely. All right, blasting my AC in my apartment. Somebody start my car for me. Somebody start my car. I'll be in it in an hour. Let that bad boy run. Get some aerosols up in the sky. Thank you. Yeah, go start my car. Let's heat this baby up. Come on. So I'm not going to let the Democrats live down their global warming complete and utter failure. And I'm also going to try to heat the planet up because I hate winter and it's getting too cold here. So Al Gore, can you imagine being Al Gore right now? Totally embarrassed. looks like a total moron, is a total moron. Every prediction he's made about the climate has been 100% wrong. Then tweets out that you need to keep listening to him about the climate, and this is exactly what we expected, even though it's completely against everything that he ever predicted. So Al Gore has now blamed global freezing on global warming. Yes, Al Gore has blamed global freezing on global warming. And they try to say climate change, but rewind the clocks back. We said climate change. They said global warming. We said climate change. They said global warming, and now they're snowed in on the entire East Coast. Which, again, the whole thing about that is funny to me, too. It's like they pushed this global warming thing so hard and people bought it that now just winter is considered extreme weather. Oh, Al Gore. You know, this was actually a sad story that I read. People apparently hate the iguanas down there, but frozen iguanas falling from the trees in Florida. I'm not even kidding you. This story actually broke my heart to think about those iguanas, but apparently they're pests. And it's so cold in Florida because of global warming, according to Al Gore, that the iguanas are frozen solid falling from the trees. So congratulations, Al Gore, on being wrong again. And congratulations, Al Gore, for blaming global freezing on global warming. Boy, aren't you glad you're not Al Gore and you don't look like a complete bumbling idiot who doubles down, triples down, quadruples down on his global warming fake science claims and then just continues to get proven wrong. You know, you'd think a guy like Al Gore would come out and say, look, I was wrong. My measurements were inaccurate. It looks like global warming's not happening. No, he just doubles down on the lie. And that tells you that there's an ulterior, greedy motive behind that. You know what, folks? We've got one motive here at InfoWars, and that's to bring you the truth with no fear, no hesitation, no bias, and to be real with you. And it's just amazing. You think, you know, you talk about real news. You got Real News with Dave Knight, but no, you talk about like real news where everyone that covers this Trump-Russian collusion for over a year, that's fake. That's literally fake news. We cover real news. And there's kind of another little aspect of that where if you look at the people that pay to be on CNN as advertisers, you probably would notice that some of these are, you know, big pharmaceutical companies or fast food restaurants that are probably selling you fake food and fake healthcare. So we have real products. So not just do we bring you real news that you fund, we give you real products that have real results. And right now there's real savings at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't believe all these supplements are 50% off right now. Half off Super Male Vitality, half off BrainForce Plus, half off Alpha Power, half off CellForce, half off Survival Shield X2, half off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, half off the Real Red Pill, half off Vitamin B12 Secret 12. Wow. And free shipping store wide, free shipping store wide. Don't forget about the Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. If you haven't tried that yet, I'm not sure what you're waiting for. Now's the time. Buy 10 of them and you'll be set, you and your family, for the entire year. And you're going to get a great price and free shipping store wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, you saw what has happened here at InfoWars in the year 2017. You saw InfoWars expand to 10 hours of live broadcast a day. You saw us hire more crew so that we can staff the 3 live broadcasts that we do every day. You've noticed we put out more video content every day, whether it be Alex doing extra work or Millie putting out a great video or Paul Joseph Watson putting a video out or me taking a cameraman out to the streets to confront the Trump protesters. We do more when you support us, and you know the next level, folks, you're seeing some of it, the new studios that are being built. 2 new studios coming to InfoWars in 2018. It's all thanks to you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We salute you, we thank you, and we ask that you fund us in 2018 so we can expand in the face of the anti-American scum media.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Scientists reported with unprecedented alarm that the North Polar ice cap is, in their words, falling off a cliff. One study estimated
this is Al Gore in 2007.
Gone during summer in less than 22 years. Another new study to be presented by U.S. Navy researchers later this week warns it could happen in as little as 7 years.
tonight.
Well, that didn't
much
happen.
Of the country in a deep freeze, the Great Lakes are battling a record-breaking bitter onslaught of snow.
Tonight, more than 200 million Americans dealing with an Arctic blast. Winter weather alerts from the Rockies to New England, even into the deep south.
Well below zero for wind chills once again, and the pattern is such we might see some snow across the southeast on New Year's Day.
In Lorain, New York, firefighters tunneling their way into this home to rescue a woman trapped inside.
Snow just keeps coming. Won't stop.
The co-founder of the Weather Channel now says man-made global warming is a myth, made up to push a political message.
This is an incredible bad, bad science.
Defending the
great
Republic.
Piece put together by our great editor, graphics guy, Darren McBreen here, also comes on air. And it's funny because when he put that together, that was before this whole Arctic blast that has just hit the New England coast. And, you know, it snowed twice in Austin, Texas in the last month too. So that was before all that happened though, Darren McBreen put together. So now Al Gore looks even more like a total ass clown. But we already knew that. Okay. So again, I think we made two news headlines today on the War Room. One, Dr. Steve Pachinik calls for psychiatrists saying Donald Trump is mentally unfit to be sued for malpractice. And then Alex Jones challenges Brian Stelter to a $1 million bare knuckle cage match for $1 million for charity. But, you know, to the mental health thing, the people that are around Trump all the time, especially right after holidays when he has massive parties at Mar-a-Lago and wherever else he is, and you hear people talk about their experience with Trump at those events. He couldn't be more lively. He couldn't be more upbeat. He couldn't be more with it. Some say it's more than they've ever seen in their life. One of them is Geraldo Rivera. Here's Geraldo responding to the claims that Trump is mentally unfit.
Before we dive into it, I think the greatest damage to the president is these so-called people on the inside that think he's got mental issues, that not fit for the job.
That infuriates me, Brian, because I have known this man for 40 years. And I heard a commentator on MSNBC yesterday say, as a scientific medical fact, that there is no doubt but that the president intellectually...
And that is why Dr. Steve Pachinik said there needs to be a lawsuit of malpractice against the perpetrators of that comment.
Celebrity Apprentice with him every single day and spent an hour with him, as you'll recall, coming back from Puerto Rico on Air Force One and having just a one-to-one conversation. It is a slander. It is low down and dirty. It is absolutely false. This man is as lucid and as intelligent and as intellectually in charge of himself as he has ever been.
Does he read?
I don't sit in a lending library when I'm with the President of the United States. I'm not going to give you any information that I haven't seen with my own eyes. All I can tell you is he is extremely aware of everything that's going on.
Sure.
I think that his problem is he's aware of acutely of too many things. He you know, has so many things on his plate. I think that the challenge of the job is more than he ever expected it to be. But if you look at the learning curve of this man in the first year of his office, and look now how his business acumen and his ability to cheerlead and to encourage and to be the charismatic central focus has taken the American economy from a kind of lackluster, mediocre, kind of wishy-washy. President Obama did a fine job in helping recover from the catastrophic crash of 2008. But Donald Trump has jump-started the economy in a way that is so impressive that everybody is cheering. There's not a person watching right now who owns a single share of stock who isn't better off today than they were the day before President Trump took
office. Narrative of him not being smart, of not reading,
they did own stock.
He is a billionaire. You don't become a billionaire being stupid. You become President of the United States. I mean, he's clearly doing something right. He's just not a politician. So he comes in and he might talk to a reporter here and there, maybe thinking it's off the record or maybe thinking he can trust people. Past presidents have been in politics for a long time. He's learning as he goes in many ways. Why would Steve Bannon do this, though? The loyalty factor, I mean, he left the way. Is it because he was mad because he got fired?
I back up on first Trump and Bannon before Bannon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the president's inexperience may have been one of the reasons he allowed Steve Bannon to become so intimately connected
okay,
to
so
him.
Okay, so now they get into Bannon, but you just heard Geraldo Rivera saying that this is slanderous. He cannot believe these false accusations, these false claims about Trump. He's obviously not mentally unfit. If anything, he's so mentally sharp, he can't even believe how sharp he is. It's more sharp than he's ever seen him, and he's known him for years and years, so... But it's just like the Russian collusion thing. Well, there is a difference, but it's similar to the Russian collusion thing in that nobody's buying it. I mean, nobody believes this Russian collusion thing anymore, not even the people investigating it. So that's a weird dynamic. Nobody even believes in it, but it's still going on. And then MSNBC says, yeah, it's a fake criminal investigation, but if we find other crimes in that fake investigation, then those crimes must be real. And that's a shocking statement. But the reason I think there's a different precedent here is because you consider, if you're a psychiatrist, you have to pass tests and you have to be admitted to practice psychiatry and to make these diagnoses, but that also has parameters. And as soon as you violate those parameters, now all of a sudden you're in the spotlight, and that's what Steve Pachenik is saying, now that's malpractice. So unlike any of the other libel or slander, in my opinion, that's been waged against Trump over the last 2 or 3 years, this one actually has teeth legally. So we'll see if anything comes of that. Real quick, though, Dana Rohrabacher steamrolls CNN anchor in absurd interview. This is not a news operation. So I, unfortunately, was not able to actually listen to this, but the story made it across my desk. The question is, do you think it's okay to lie to the FBI? Rohrabacher says, look, the answer is no. It's not good to lie to anybody. It's not good to interrupt people when they're trying to make a point when you're a news person. So rips Cabrera there. And then Cabrera goes on, and Rohrabacher goes on to say, this isn't a news organization anyway. So that's basically true. CNN is just, it's beyond fake news. It's bought and paid for agenda-driven propaganda. And it is failing miserably. So we'll see if CNN's Brian Stelter is reliable enough to enter the ring against Alex Jones for $1 million for any charity. Now, I leave with this. Major chip flaws affect billions of devices. This is kind of a convoluted story. I was actually wondering, do I need to get rid of my equipment? Apparently, that's not going to do anything, at least for now. But Michael Zimmerman actually filed a report about this story. Major chip flaws affect billions of devices. Here is Michael Zimmerman's take. I sign off. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
This week, a major shakeup happened in the world of technology. Security researchers from Google's Project Zero, Cybris Technology, the University of Pennsylvania, University of Maryland, and others identified two vulnerabilities that affect nearly all modern computer processors. The exploits, called Meltdown and Spectre, are not likely to be caught by antivirus software and are nearly impossible to detect. The Meltdown exploit allows applications to access system memory, which means a malicious piece of software can steal data from other applications with ease. This is especially concerning considering the large number of servers that utilize virtualization technology. Virtualization allows for multiple virtual servers to be run on a single piece of computer hardware, and in theory, each virtual server should not be able to see what is going on inside the other servers. The Meltdown exploit could leave customers of services like Microsoft, Amazon, and Google at risk. Then, there's the Spectre exploit. It's more difficult to mitigate than Meltdown and could affect a larger number of systems, including mobile phones. Spectre tricks applications into accessing the memory locations that it is monitoring, and like Meltdown, also allows for data to be captured from the memory. While there are updates on the way to patch Meltdown, Spectre is more difficult to fix and ultimately will not be eliminated until the next generation of computer processors are released by manufacturers such as Intel, AMD, and ARM. The United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team has warned, due to the fact that the vulnerability exists in CPU architecture rather than in software, patching may not fully address these vulnerabilities in all cases. This means that it's not just a fault in the code, but rather a problem with the silicon architecture of the processors. Apple, whose computers, phones, and tablets could all be affected, claims that the updates they push in December mitigates these threats. Intel, ARM, AMD, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and others have all issued statements regarding these vulnerabilities, and many have already issued patches. For years, security researchers have raised concerns about Intel's secretive Management Engine, which is a separate microprocessor in a computer system that has access to the memory and other pieces of computer hardware. Concerns about the Management Engine were heightened in the fall of 2017, when multiple significant security vulnerabilities were discovered. In 2014, InfoWars.com reported that the NSA might have direct access
to
Intel
processors. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
War Room. InfoWars.com/